hearty greetings and happy Friday to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's stand up and give a sunny side of sports salute to Serena Williams, who's chasing some big records at the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament in New York City. If Serena can beat Swedish opponent Johanna Larsson in their third round match on Saturday, she'll match Roger Federer's modern professional era record of 307 career Grand Slam singles victories. And for our VOA tennis fans keeping score, the modern professional open era in the sport dates from 1968. On Thursday, Serena defeated American countrywoman Vanya King in straight sets 6-3 and 6-3 to tie Martina Navratilova's women's record of 306 career Grand Slam victories. If Serena can win her seventh U.S. Open singles title, she'll also hold the record of 23 major titles, the most by any player, male or female, in the modern era. The American star is currently tied with retired German great Steffi Graf at 22. Meanwhile, Serena's older sister, Venus, a two-time U.S. Open champion, also advanced to the third round on Thursday, beating Germany's Julia Georges 6-2 and 6-3. At age 36, Venus is the oldest player in the women's draw. She's coming off a semifinal appearance at Wimbledon, her deepest run at a major since 2010. In men's action Thursday, Wimbledon and Olympic champion Andy Murray of Britain advanced to the third round with a straight sets victory over Spain's Marcel Granollers. The final score from New York, 6-4, 6-1, and 6-4. There was heavy rain during Andy Murray's match, so the new $150 million retractable roof above Arthur Ashe Stadium was closed. In an on-court interview, Murray said it was tough at first because it was hard to hear the ball. VOA social media reporter Andrew Palcheski says other players at the U.S. Open have commented on how loud it gets at the stadium when the roof is closed. In another men's result, 2009 U.S. Open champion Juan Martín Del Potro of Argentina reached the third round, beating American Steve Johnson in straight sets. Del Potro lost to Andy Murray in the gold medal match at the Rio Olympics, and he looks like he's healthy again after having two surgeries on his wrist in recent years.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
The U.S. men's national soccer team is in Kingstown, capital of the island nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, for a 2018 World Cup qualifying match. Kickoff is scheduled for 19:30 GMT on this Friday. With 7 points from 4 matches, the Americans can clinch a berth in the CONCACAF region's final round of qualifying if they win in St. Vincent, and also if Trinidad and Tobago wins at home against Guatemala later Friday night. After losing its 4 matches in this round, St. Vincent has already been eliminated from a berth in the final round of qualifying. Following the match against St. Vincent, the Americans will travel to Jacksonville, Florida, where they'll host Trinidad and Tobago in another 2018 World Cup qualifier on September 6th. There were World Cup qualifying matches Thursday in Asia and South America. In Asia, South Korea beat China 3-2. Uzbekistan edged Syria 1-0. Iran defeated 2022 World Cup host Qatar 2-0. Saudi Arabia beat Thailand 1-0. Australia beat Iraq 2-0. And the United Arab Emirates scored a 2-1 road victory over Japan. Now let's go to South America. Barcelona superstar Lionel Messi marked his return to international play by scoring in the 43rd minute to lead Argentina past Uruguay 1-0. Bolivia beat Peru 2-0. Colombia defeated Venezuela by that same 2-0 scoreline. Paraguay defeated Chile 2-1. And five-time World Cup champion Brazil, which won its first Olympic men's football gold medal last month, was impressive in a 3-0 road victory over Ecuador. Let's play some samba music in honor of Brazil's win. It's a big month in pro boxing, and two of the biggest names in the sport, Triple G and Canelo, are both in action. Triple G, formerly known as Gennady Golovkin, will be first in the ring. He'll take on unbeaten British fighter Kell Special K Brook at the O2 Arena in London, September 10th. Brook has been fighting in the welterweight class, but he's moving up in weight to challenge Triple G, who will be defending his WBC, IBF, and IBO middleweight titles. And Mexican star Canelo, also known as Saul Alvarez, will also be fighting an unbeaten British boxer. Canelo will go against Liam Smith September 17th at AT&T Stadium near Dallas, Texas, here in the United States. At stake will be the World Boxing Organization's junior middleweight title belt. Meanwhile, Ghana's Richard Comey also has a world championship fight in September. So says our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta.
Very important fight, Sonny. September 9th in Reading, Pennsylvania. Richard Comey of Ghana versus Robert Easter of Cincinnati. These are two undefeated lightweights. We'll expect action. But, Sonny, the house fighter is Robert Easter. And if you cannot knock out the house fighter, there's no way you can win a decision. Al Haymon Premier Boxing Championship is behind Robert Easter. So homeboy from Ghana needs to fight not only Easter, the judges, the referee. He needs to win by knockout.
The Lion from Uganda, Sharif Bogere, he's also in action in September. Talk about that, Namdi.
September 16th in Las Vegas, the Lion from Uganda will take on Luis Flores from Colombia. Luis Flores has a record of 21-4. Don't let that deceive you. Sharif Bogere has to bring his A game since he's now with Floyd Mayweather. He can half step in this fight. He has to come out and knock out Luis Flores. and make a statement in that division, which is a 140-pounder, which is a junior welterweight. There's money in that division. And Sharif Bogaria was once a superstar in that division. So we have to see him do his thing and shine and make Africa proud, which we believe he can do.
Namdi, you mentioned how Sharif Bogaria is now under the management of Floyd Mayweather Promotions. I follow Bogaria on Facebook, and he mentioned recently that he and Mayweather might be visiting Uganda. What's that all about?
Well, Money Man has a lot of money sitting around the house, the crib, you know. He needs to take it to Africa. When a millionaire is bored, he has to do things. You know, remember, Money Mayweather was in South Africa and the turnout was huge, you know. With Sharif Bogaria, Uganda is the next place, or maybe Nigeria, because Money Mayweather has huge fans in Africa. And he needs to come out to Africa one more time.
And if he does travel to Africa, Namdi, I'm sure he'll be traveling in style.
Oh, the man has style, Sonny. You cannot buy style. You either have it or you don't have it. And Money Mayweather has style, and he has a cash flow.
Namdi, any other Africans in action in September?
Yes, Sonny. Basti Sami from Ghana. It was a big disappointment. This was a middleweight that suddenly tested positive for some substance and had to go back to Ghana. His promoters just dropped him here and there. This was a card that would have been in the mix right now with all the big middleweights making huge money. Well, he's making a comeback September 30th right here in Indio, California. He's going to go in for a super middleweight fight. That means he's put on weight. A six-rounder for a guy that was like one of the top middleweights a couple of years ago. Basti Sami must get it together.
Let's move up to the heavyweight division, Namdi. The heavyweight's kind of splintered right now in terms of champions. What's the latest from the heavyweight ranks?
Well, you remember Alexander Povkin was supposed to fight Deontay Wilder from the U.S., and he tested positive for a substance. But they've gone back and forth, lawsuit threatened. WBC ruled a couple of days ago. Since Deontay Wilder had a bad injury from his last fight against Chris Ariola, he cannot defend his title now. So let's do what we call the interim heavyweight championship. And who are the number one and two contenders? Alexander Povkin from Russia is number one. Bamein Stephen from Haiti. He lives in Las Vegas. He's number two. And who owns Bamein Stephen, Sonny?
No idea, Namdi.
He is 85 years old. He's back in the saddle. The one and only Don King.
The electric-haired man.
The electric-haired man. And guess what he's saying today? Oh, I'm going to take this fight to Congo, Philippines, Kuala Lumpur, Las Vegas. But guess what? Africa is calling me. I don't have to call them. I'm taking this fight to Africa. He's talking about going back to Congo, Rumble in the Jungle 2, and don't count him out. No, he's 85, but he still has the connections. But, Sonny, I don't see this fight going to Congo. I don't see it going anywhere else. But the fight will end up in Russia because Don King has this connection with Vladimir Putin, who is the president of Russia.
And Namdi, I understand a presidential candidate also has some connections to Putin.
Well, Don King is a very close friend and supporter of Donald Trump. So Don King said you can look at a situation where two presidents will be ringside, which is Vladimir Putin and President Donald Trump.
Thanks, Namdi. Casting our vote early, I guess. The electric-haired man. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. During last month's Rio Olympics in Brazil, one of the most popular tourist attractions was the iconic Christ the Redeemer statue overlooking the city. Athletes, officials, and Olympic fans posted many photos on social media showing their visits to the statue. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, VOA's Park Brewer tells us more about the statue.
The Art Deco statue, made of reinforced concrete and soapstone, has overlooked Rio now for 85 years. Jacqueline DeMello, daughter of the owners of the management company which oversees the site, told VOA the crowds are especially large on Saturdays and Sundays.
I know for every day it's media of 3,000, 4,000 each day. In high season and low season, it's 2,000 and a half.
Christ the Redeemer is located about 20 minutes from Rio's famous Copacabana Beach. A popular way to reach the top is by tram, which costs about $21. Once there, DeMello says, the experience is priceless.
Because we can see the whole city 360 degrees, and now since 07, it was the seventh wonder world. So everybody wants to come here to see.
The tram going to the top is far older than the monument. The first one went into service in 1884. It negotiates 700 vertical meters to the peak of Corcovado Mountain, where the gigantic statue is perched. The tram ride is an adventure itself. Upon arrival, you have to climb several flights of steps. Then finally, the imposing architectural work appears.
Es muy hermoso. Es una
he said it's very beautiful. It's one of the wonders of the world. It is very nice. Laura Machuca is from the United States.
It's so pretty, and there's like lots of things to visit, and like the view is really pretty. So,
Christ the Redeemer is 30 meters high, not including its 8-meter pedestal. Its arms stretch 28 meters across. At the top, you can see virtually all of Rio de Janeiro, the famed Maracanã Stadium, Ipanema Beach, and downtown. But it's the majesty of the statue, designed by Polish-French sculptor Paul Landowski, that enthralls visitors, like Juan Diego Calcaterra of Argentina.
La verdad, una belleza. Es impresionante.
He said, it's a beauty. It's impressive. We were very anxious to see it, and we are grateful to be here. And, of course, no one leaves the iconic site without taking photos and videos, proof that they were there. Park Brewer, VOA News, at the Rio Olympics.
Voice of America!
Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sunny, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What's trending in the sports world?
So we heard in that promo just now Van Morrison singing, and we have a story about another rock star, rock legend, Bruce Springsteen. Now, why are we talking about him on a sports show? Well, because he played last night at Nationals Park here in Washington, D.C., just about a mile and a half down the road from our Voice of America studios. And it's not uncommon for these major rock stars to play stadiums, whether they're baseball stadiums or football stadiums. But why we're talking about Bruce Springsteen today is because he met a very famous person, a legend from the pool at all of 19 years, and that's Katie Ledecky. Katie Ledecky posed with Bruce Springsteen, had her medals. He was holding one of the gold medals. She was holding one of the gold medals. And she tweeted out and she said, "Is there anybody alive out there tonight? Thanks, Springsteen." Of course, that's a lyric from Radio Nowhere, one of his hit songs. But a nice moment that she got to meet one of her favorite musical idols. I think that she is one of his favorite sports stars because Bruce Springsteen has over 887,000 Twitter followers, but he only follows 39 people on Twitter.
Interesting.
And one of those 39 people he follows is Katie Ledecky. So I think it's safe to say that he is a fan of hers. She is a fan of his. So it was nice that she got to see him last night at Nats Park.
So a boss in the music world meets a boss in the Olympic swimming pool.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, one of these moments where we get to see the athletes outside of their sport. You know, we're so used to seeing, I think, just about everybody, when they picture Katie Ledecky in their mind, they picture her with a swim cap on, with drenched because she's just been in the pool winning a gold medal. So to see these athletes out of the pool, and not only, you know, out of the pool, but in a setting where they're just like any other regular person. Now, that being said, not every regular person gets to meet Bruce Springsteen and hang out with them, but it's still nice to see these moments in their lives outside of their sport.
And I think you mentioned on a recent show, Andrew, how Ledecky was at Nationals Park even prior to that concert to throw out her first pitch.
Yeah, so she's been at Nationals Park quite a lot. So I think they may, you know, if they do well this season, the Nats are currently leading in the National League East in the playoffs for baseball. They may have to credit some of that success to Katie Ledecky. She might be their good luck charm.
Andrew, what else is trending in the sports world?
Well, as we've been talking about all week, the U.S. Open is happening in New York. Lots of tennis going on. The roof being closed is causing quite a racket as far as the noise. And I got to credit Steve Karish, one of our producers here, for that joke.
Quite a racket.
Yes, quite a racket. But a lot of the players commenting on the fact that as the roof has been closed, it's been much noisier there. And so it's been, you know, hard to hear or just hard to deal with the fan noise. The chair umpires, as a lot of fans have noticed, have had to stop the game at several points and say, please be quiet, please calm down. The fans haven't quite picked up on it yet, but it was funny. Venus Williams, after she played her match, she was talking to one of the ESPN commentators, and they said, let's see if we, Venus, if you can get everybody to quiet down and see how quiet we can get here. And Venus was able to get it to a level that was more like when the roof was not there. So people can be quiet, but I think there's just so much excitement in New York that they have a hard time doing so.
Spanish star Rafa Nadal, he's been kind of a linchpin for that roof. He was out there before the tournament, and they closed it for him. And then during an official match, they closed it during one of his matches. But also, he's trending for another reason, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he was the first one to practice under the closed roof, first one to play under the closed roof, and then he tried to hit the roof with a ball, and he couldn't do it. Now, Rafa Nadal is such a power player that for him not to be able to hit that roof and really whack the ball up there just shows how enormous this stadium is. Now, we've talked about its 23,000 seat capacity. You hear that number, you really get a sense of it when you hear that Rafael Nadal couldn't even hit the roof. That's how high up it is.
Now, Andrew, getting back to the roof, I know there has been some controversy about how loud it gets when the roof is closed, but I think overall they enjoy being able to play in the rainy weather.
For sure. And yesterday it rained for a good stretch of the day, and there were a lot of players saying, thank goodness that we could still be able to play. A lot of fans saying, thank goodness we could still be able to play. Two fans among them, I'm sure, that are thankful are Beyonce and Jay-Z, who were there last night to watch Serena Williams play. So a lot of activity on social media about her famous fans. Serena Williams just introduced Beyonce at the Video Music Awards earlier this week. So Beyonce and Jay-Z get to come and see her play, which is nice. But a lot of great stories coming out. You know, Juan Martín Del Potro from Argentina, beset by injuries for several years. He actually won the U.S. Open in 2009, beating Roger Federer, and he's back and he's playing really well. Won last night, beating Stevie Johnson, the 19-seed American. So that's one of the feel-good stories we're seeing from New York, and we're going to see more even next week as we talk about the U.S. Open even more.
Lots of feel-good stories coming from New York. Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter, and we'll see you on Monday.
Sounds good.
And that wraps up the September 2nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Peter Hundley. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a good weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is gravely concerned about specific accusations of abuse and torture that were made during the trial of 23 persons arrested following June 29th riots in Nouakchott, the capital of Mauritania. The arrests followed a protest against eviction by residents of a squatter camp in the capital, many of whom are former slaves. The protest turned violent when demonstrators threw stones and burned a police bus. 9 police and other Mauritanian citizens were injured. The United States condemns the serious injuries and associated property damage. The United States is concerned with reports of coerced confessions or statements obtained through torture, raising serious concerns as to whether each accused individual received a fair trial. The U.S. will closely follow an anticipated appeal process. Among those sentenced are 13 members of the Resurgence of Abolitionist Movement, an organization championing the anti-slavery movement in Mauritania. Mauritania was the last country in the world to officially abolish slavery in 1981. Nevertheless, slavery continues in the West African nation, where an estimated 4 to 20% of Mauritania's 3.5 million people are enslaved. The United States urges an immediate and comprehensive investigation into all credible allegations of torture, public release of findings of this investigation, and appropriate prosecution of any individuals whom the investigation finds were responsible for such acts. Mauritania enshrined its commitment against torture by characterizing it as a crime against humanity in the 2012 revision of the Mauritanian Constitution, and in April of this year established in law the National Mechanism for the Prevention of Torture, which has been partially staffed but not fully funded. The United States strongly encourages Mauritania to respect human rights and fundamental freedoms, including freedoms of expression and association for all Mauritanians. The U.S. supports fair trial guarantees, transparent and credible judicial processes, and respect for the human rights of all individuals.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Breaks, VOA Africa is there. VOA. On weekends, tune into Nightline Africa at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our 5-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
With your ears on Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists, too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.
Democracy in action. That's what the U.S. presidential election is all about. Who's going to be the new president of the United States come November 8th? Tune in to VOA's coverage of the 2016 presidential election. Reports, expert analysis, and more. Professional, up-to-the-minute coverage that can't be found anywhere else. Right here on VOA.